A lot of work.
Yeah.
Millions made and millions lost. I was up to Denver once, and the son took, he wanted to get some eggs, so we went up to where there was an egg farm up there. I don't know how many thousand hens he did have. And it took not so long ago, he said they went broke. The eggs were coming down a little, and going onto a belt and fed up, and all of them accumulated onto a belt there. And when they got so many, well, they put a filler on there, and it went on around by the back where the filler was under the eggs instead of on top, and all that. And they even mixed feed, had a mixing plant for their own feed, and they did for all the neighbors around there. They had big, there were several other places that had quite a few hens too. Furnishing feed for these other places too. Just the sideline. He said they found it up broke.
Did y'all have any other kind of, besides chickens, did you have any other kind
turkeys.
Of... We did.
Yeah. Well, when you get that book read, you'll know a lot more about
okay.
it.
That'll be... I will. I'll look through that. But tell me, I mean, you had turkeys and...
One time we had a flock of guineas.
Okay.
I suppose we had 25 or 30 hens. They're restless. If you, found their nest and took the eggs all out, why, they'd go someplace else and start another nest. Maybe half of them would lay in the same nest. You might, when you might find 25 or 30 eggs in that nest. And we hatched them in an incubator. But it was hens out in the field. Cages would eat grasshoppers.
Okay.
We had grasshoppers for the midges.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Would they destroy a crop?
Oh, yeah. I built a grasshopper catcher with a picture of it in that book. And it worked very good. One day I was working in the field with it, and it worked good in a way. As long as you had an open field where you could get out and go away, it worked all right. But if the grasshoppers were in the fence line or in a road ditch or something like that, well, you just couldn't get there with it. And the last years I used it, I had a power hay sweep, took an old car and turned the differential upside down so it went backwards instead of ahead. And we mounted the sweep on that and pushed our hay to the haystacks with that. So I could mount this grasshopper catcher, push it ahead 16 feet wide, and you could drive 15 miles an hour if you wanted to. The grasshoppers would jump up, and I had I made a V trough down here near the ground with two pipes the length of it, and the pipes were turned by gears. A wheel at the end of it turned the gears. So if a grasshopper dropped and fell in there, if his tail or his feet went down through, I just pulled him down through and popped his head off, and he quit eating.
My goodness.
It was very good. Where I could use it. Mm-hmm. The car went by one day after he'd gone by, they backed up and stopped at the end of the field and come in and looked at it. And this state etymologist, I guess it is, studies bugs. Well, he said it's the most practical mechanical device he ever saw yet for grasshoppers. But soon after that, the county started mixing poison bait, mixing bran and different ingredients. And pull that out and spread it by hand for them.
What would you call a male hog?
Boar.
Boar. Mm-hmm. And
this is for breeding.
Breeding. Mm-hmm. Okay. How about a horse that you were using for breeding?